It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. I'm going to start off with a couple of notes. My good friend Edith Michael sent me a note this morning saying that she had seen a couple of monarch butterflies at her house yesterday. She said they might have been the same one I saw twice, but either way, she saw two or one monarch butterfly yesterday. I saw one earlier last week, probably Wednesday or Thursday, and I hadn't seen one since, so I was happy to hear from Edith on that account. The other note that I got was from some folks down by Fort Ripley, and that woman sent me a notice about midges, or let's see, she said they were gnats, small insects in big clouds, which suggests to me more midges than gnats, but you know, either way, it's small black flies that are buzzing around that can be a real problem. And Kayla sent me a video of green darner dragonflies just marauding this cloud of midges, and they were definitely having a feast. And speaking of green darners, I did see one this past week, along with a sempetrum that I did not get identified. The sempetrums are the common name meadowhawk. These are the males are red and the females are kind of gold. There's white-faced, ruby-faced, amber-winged. I can't remember. There are five or six species of red meadowhawks that are out and about, especially this time of year. So I think I've seen red meadowhawks as late as early November. So still some dragonflies around. Thank you, Kayla, for that note. Fort Ripley is her neighborhood, and this is where they witnessed this. I did see green darners this past week, as I mentioned, and they are migratory. They will be heading south, or about half the population is migratory and will be heading south. I don't know if the ones we're seeing now are the migratory ones or if they're just some locals that are going to pass away and be replaced by the eggs that they laid this summer. But at any rate, still some green darners around, and we're happy about that. Monarchs, Edith, I mentioned, had seen a couple yesterday. I've been seeing commas, and I'm not sure if they're the common or the eastern comma. I guess, could you imagine the common comma? The common eastern comma. And or the gray, or there are several members of the comma family. That these are smaller butterflies. They're not as big as a monarch, but if you just get a glimpse of them, they're kind of dark, but they have orange patterns on their wings, so you're going to think, oh, it's a monarch, but it's not. It's probably a comma. Then there are the bright yellow sulfur butterflies that are out, and I saw mourning cloaks this past week. The sulfurs will die and be replaced by eggs coming through the winter. The mourning cloaks and the commas will overwinter as adults, along with the tortoiseshells, the Comptons and the Milbert's tortoiseshells. All of those will overwinter as adults and be emerging again in the spring. So watch for them. They're the monarch, or the mourning cloak that I saw was banging around the outside of my garage, probably looking for a place to spend the winter, and I hope he finds one. Among the other, tussock moth caterpillars and woolly bear caterpillars are pretty obvious right now. The tussock moth ones are the ones that are kind of yellow with maybe a black stripe or black tufts or white tufts. There's quite a number of tussock moth caterpillars out there. One of them is the caterpillar for the Virginia chinookid moth that we see in the summertime. That's that gray, kind of sooty gray wings, but the body is bright blue and the eyes are bright orange. So it is really quite noticeable, but that comes from one of those tussock moth caterpillars. So look for those. You can stop looking for deer flies. Maybe you don't have to stop. I haven't found any in a week or so. And though it breaks my heart to report that, there, I went out sailing last Sunday and I wasn't bothered by one single deer fly. Nothing came to munch on my feet while my hands were full of ropes and tillers and whatnot. So I was pretty grateful for that. I did run into a mosquito yesterday and crushed it. I suspect that that will not be the last. It seems like my mosquito events run into October. But it is always sometime in September that I run my last deer fly. And this year, I believe it was around the 12th or 13th. The latest I ever had a deer fly was the 17th of September in the year 2000. So I'm happy to see them gone. And speaking of leaving, this is the time of year when the hummingbirds will be making their last appearance at your feeder. So, as I mentioned earlier, I wasn't around the house long enough yesterday to get a good inventory on hummingbirds yesterday, but Sunday I saw a single hummingbird down from, I don't know, a dozen or more. They were fighting over the juices on Sunday last week. And by Sunday they were pretty much gone. So I'll be watching to see when they finally disappear from the area. If you have hummingbirds, you could send me a note and let me know when you see your last one. That's always helpful to have. October 18th in the year 2008, October 3rd in the year 2010, September 29th in the year 2012 or 13, and September 25th. In the year 2002, those are my latest four dates for last hummingbirds. But typically, the average is the 16th, which is today. All right, so keep an eye out for hummingbirds. Yesterday, wandering around, I made a quick list of plants that were in fruit, including the northern holly, which is also called winterberry or black alder. Those fruits are bright red right now against a dark green leaf. Very, very, very pretty, but not at all edible. Terrible tasting. False Solomon seal has berries on it. The false Solomon seal belongs to the same family as the Canada Mayflower. And the berry itself is somewhat sweet with a sort of a bitter aftertaste, and a large seed. And the Canada Mayflower, which is also ripe right now, is the same, although not as bitter in the aftertaste, but a little bit of sugar, a great big seed, not a very big berry. And the Canada Mayflower berries will persist right through winter. And so if you're lucky and you're out walking around in the spring and you come across a Canada Mayflower, why, grab that berry and pop it in your mouth and you'll get a little bit of sugar out of it. Nannyberry, the nannyberry at my house, the birds eat the green berries. They eat the berries before they get ripe. But I have one that is kind of hidden in a clump of black chokeberry, and they are... the berries on that a week ago were just starting to blush. So they're like Granny Smith green, apple green when they're just berries. Last week they were kind of yellow, just a little bit, maybe like a fresh banana. And then this week they were completely ripe. So it happened in like 8 days, 7 days. They went from being kind of yellow like a banana to purple. And very ripe. And so nanny berries are pretty good. They're a bit like a fig. The meat is kind of thick and not really juicy the way the Mayflower is, but sweet and you know, worth consuming. Big seed again. So check out the nanny berry, and if you have the courage, try some. Nannyberry is opposite branched, so you'll have that going for you when you look for them. And the berries are deep purple and not round. They are kind of flattened. They're round in one direction, but if you look at them, they're not spherical. They're sort of flattened, round shapes. So in one direction, they look round. If you turn them 90 degrees, they're going to look kind of narrow and thin. So if you're not sure, leave them be. The birds will enjoy them. I have also found several. This is really the time of year for mushrooms. The Russula mushrooms, the red ones that grow typically in the swamps. Those are out right now. Poisonous to us, but the deer and the squirrels eat them. The Russula mushrooms are the ones that the squirrels often cut off and bring up and hang in a tree and let them dry and then eat them. But they are those red-topped mushrooms. I saw a bunch of Amanitas, the fly mushrooms, the yellow Amanita muscaria, and I had just a boatload of slippery jacks. And the slippery jacks are dark brown and slimy on the top. And if you pick them, the underside of the cap is yellow and full of pores, not gills, but pores. And they are quite edible, though I have not eaten them. Once again, if you're considering eating mushrooms, find an expert and let them guide you. Don't go out and just randomly start eating mushrooms, because there are some out there that will leave you dead in about 5 days. The Amanita, I can't remember the species, but it is, it's called the Death Angel, and well-earned a name. If you eat the Death Angel, you can expect to have about 5 days of unpleasant living left in you, and then you'll be relieved of your pain, I hope. I don't know, because I haven't died yet, but I'm working on it. Among the flowers that I found in bloom still, flat-topped asters, large-leafed asters, northern heart-leaved asters, a couple of goldenrods that were maybe tall goldenrod, but tough to tell. Burr marigold, for those of you that are hunters, those little, we used to call them beggar's ticks. Preacher's lice was another name for them. These seeds, they're a little brown seed with two little prongs on the end, and they grab onto your clothes and hang on. And those are the seeds of the burr marigold. South thistle, which is kind of like a tall dandelion, red clover, tansy, hedge bindweed, probably the last flowers on the hedge bindweed, the spotted touch-me-not or jewelweed, probably the last flowers there. Bog laurel, in the heated chambers of the bog of the experiment, of the spruce experiment, I found bog laurel blooming, and that is way out of season. Normally they bloom in the spring, they have these pink flowers, and that's it. But in these heated plots, they sometimes try for a second grouping of flowers, and I found bog laurel blooming last Thursday. Also found maybe the last of the ghost pipe flowers, those white flowers that kind of stand up and hang, the flower is sort of decumbent, it hangs down. Probably the last of those in bloom. And then just a quick list of all of the things that are showing color. Mountain maples are quite red with, are yellow with red seeds. The samaras on the seeds are quite red. Hazelbrush, today's edition of Daily Phenology talks about the difference between the beaked hazel and the American hazel. And both are readily visible now. Beaked hazel is yellow, and red or American hazel is red, and they are showing their colors. They're probably half colored right now, most of the hazel that I'm looking at. Lots of red maples in color right now. Some are full color. I've got some that are losing their leaves wholesale. My driveway has these puddles of yellow leaves all over them, and those trees will soon be bare. Black ash have begun to turn yellow. Cattails are about half yellow. Weeping willows, if you happen to be around a weeping willow, check it out. They're very, just the beginnings of a little bit of yellow among the leaves of the weeping willow. The weeping willow will be one of the last trees with leaves on it this fall, and any fall for that matter. Poison ivy is quite colorful right now, kind of a corally orange-red. Bur oaks bur oaks have begun to change color. I see a few leaves on my red oak starting to change color. By the way, if you're checking out your oak trees, notice how many acorns there were this year. We've had a massed year of acorns. Among the evergreens, the pines, the white pine and the Norway pine and the Scotch pine and the Jack pine, all four of those are starting to show their three-year-old needles are starting to turn brown or yellow, depending on the species of tree. But you're going to see among the pines, you're going to see that the three-year-old needles are starting to change color and begin to fall. Also among that group, white cedar is, if you have a cedar tree near you, look at all of the red-orange leaf structures that are turning color, and the red cedar or the white cedar is just like the pines. The three-year-old needles begin to give way and will fall off and be replaced by next year's three-year-old needles. Finally, balsam and spruce, both of those, balsam fir and white spruce, are both beginning to show three-year-old discoloration of their needles as well. So lots of stuff to check out there. Get out and enjoy this wonderful weather we're having. And by all means, if you have notes that you'd like to share with me, please send them along. I would love to hear when you see your last hummingbird. Thanks.